This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game one of the Western Conference Finals went the way of the Oklahoma City Thunder. A blowout in game one that I guess we could have seen that coming based on the way that it played out. I don't know. You mentioned this yesterday. Styles make fights with that matchup in that series. And when you don't score a single point on fast break points against a team that likes to run, not going to go your way, especially when you shoot 29% from beyond the arc. And that's what happened to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The first team this playoffs not to make a fast break bucket.
Yeah, part of that, obviously, Ant Edwards rolls his ankle pretty damn bad.
Yep, same one that he did in the Golden State series.
Came back out there and you know, thugged it out, which is good for him. We don't want to see him out for this series, because if he's out, boy, this thing is cooked real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But Minnesota, man, they came out sloppy as hell, and thankfully for them early on, Julius Randle could not freaking miss.
He was great in the first half.
He was 5 of 6 on his first 6 threes. Problem is, nobody matched him. I mean, you know, I talked about, you know, who this series matters the most for, who a win would matter most for, and I said Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was cheeks.
He was bad.
He was, like, it was unsalvageable. And the number of times I saw him try to grab a rebound with one hand where it got knocked away, it was just bad. And then Dante DiVincenzo, the guy you brought up, was absolutely horrid.
Yep.
Horrid. Not only was he missing shots, just dumb mistakes.
Well, in back-to-back series, the Minnesota Timberwolves score only 88 points.
Again.
And if you look at it, this postseason, we went over this after the Golden State egg that they laid, that they have their season low in the regular season was 93 points. They have now scored 85 points in the Lakers series, loss. 88 points in the Warriors series, game one, loss. 88 points again, game one, Western Conference Finals, loss. That does not mean that Minnesota is done and Oklahoma City is going to run away with this thing by any means. They lost game one against the Lakers 117-95. They won that game 117-95. Then they lose 94-85. Okay. The Warriors series, they lose 99-88.
The Timberwolves are a professionally unserious team.
They will, when it's not there, but they're also with the playoffs, there is this element of, if it's not there, who the hell cares how much you lose by? I mean, it's,
and then decimated in the second half. They scored 40 total points. Meanwhile, the Thunder put up 38 in the fourth quarter alone.
The way that third quarter went, the fourth quarter, they went, yeah, okay, we're not going to win this game.
Yeah, we're out.
And that's when they, and the only way that they were going to start getting themselves back into it is if they were hitting threes. They did not hit threes. And then they just said, all right, we're going to pack it in. We're done. There's no need to roll Ant Edwards out there and hurt himself even more when the game gets out of hand. So you only play Ant 37 minutes. But he pulls the ripcord a little bit early in that one. You save Gobert's minutes. You save McDaniels. And you say, we're going to live to fight another day. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, no. When it's cooked, it's cooked.
But the reality is, when you have now each series of the playoffs that you've played in, monumentally poor offensive performances, you've said this since like game one. I can't trust them.
No.
And you can't.
No, there isn't a team in the playoffs that has a wider scale of, oh, wow, to, oh, wow, than the Timberwolves. Because at their peak, when Ant Edwards and Dante and Nas and Jaden and Gobert and everybody's cooking, they can beat the crap out of you.
Yep.
They can beat you from outside. They can beat you inside. They can beat you in transition. They can beat you in the half court. They can just beat you. But my God, there is not a team in the playoffs that takes a bigger shotgun to their own foot than the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And you just watch. And that is like, it's so weird because the Timberwolves, that has been their franchise identity forever, is, it's the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it doesn't matter what era it is. It's always, it's the same thing with the Kings. And that's why I kind of joke, you know, when you're out on Monday, we were talking about conspiracies in the NBA and, you know, the Donaghy stuff and what happened with the Kings. And I jokingly said that the NBA can't let the Kings actually win because then they might get out of their own dysfunction. And the Timberwolves, like, it's not just this team. They have to exercise the demons of the franchise. And that is a tough thing to do because somebody somewhere is always telling you, yeah, you're the Timberwolves, man. You're the Timberwolves. Like, that's a lot to overcome. And it's more of this existential thing than anything else.
Yeah.
And it's not the end-all, be-all, but that's always something there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to kind of watch that because everybody, when we talk about OKC, what do we talk about? Oh, they're always on the way up. They're always on the way up. Because when they got to OKC, they got KD real quick when he moves over there in Seattle, and they're on the way up. And so they've always been this a team that's ascending, ascending, ascending. Meanwhile, Minnesota is always the team that can't do it. And so you get these norms that are kind of attached to you that you kind of have to beat, where if OKC falls apart in a game, you go, well, they'll figure it out. Minnesota falls apart, you go, oh, here we go. Because like the ties that are associated with that. And I've always been interested in those. Like, I think Portland's kind of in that same boat where like they're always the bridesmaid. You know what I mean? There's so many times they're the second best team in the league. And you look at Minnesota, and it's the biggest question I have about Ant Edwards. Can he lock in and be the guy? And he's still young. And it's not a, if he doesn't win now, he's never going to do it. We're not going to do the same thing we did with him, with Tatum and Brown. My God, it was so dumb. They've got to figure it out. It's just one game. But I'm worried about the ankle.
Yeah, I'm worried about the ankle too, but you know, these games are going to start getting further apart when they have to travel.
Thankfully.
And that's going to help.
Yeah.
And if they don't win on the road, that's okay. You know, it puts you back against the wall.
It does suck, though, when you go and watch the film, you held J-Dub and Shea to 37% shooting.
Yeah.
And you got smashed.
Yeah.
You got smashed. Now, big part of that is, it's not the only part, the foul baiting stuff, man. With SGA is bad. It's reached Harden-esque level proportions.
Yeah, it's got to stop.
He doesn't need to. He can get to the free throw line without it. He's generating free throws is a real skill. Him and Jalen Brunson, hell, Dame, Harden, those guys, they're good at it. You don't need to do that. Like the one that I had to review when he tripped Jaden McDaniels and then he just fell and threw his arms in the air and he got a foul out of it. And you're just sitting there going, what the hell are we doing here? It happened three times last night.
And I don't understand what the review process is like if they're saying, yeah, that's a foul. I don't understand how the flopping continues to get rewarded because that's the whole purpose of the review.
Yeah. It's like you've, as the refs, the league have got to come together and be like, you've got to tell him to just get up.
Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give him the signal.
Or just
get up.
Stop giving him calls.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just
you don't give him the call.
Don't do it.
You just go like this. Get up.
Yeah, that does need to stop.
Bronson and better not like do it tonight because he's going to get the same hellacious treatment that SGA got. He got absolutely murdered last night. For good reason.
But did he, though? Because Twitter's whatever. But it didn't seem like Michael Malone didn't seem to agree with that. Former Nuggets coach.
And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He showed why he's the MVP. He took over in the second half.
He did take over because he was 2 of 13 in that first half. And that's what I'm saying. He's good.
I know.
He's great. He's going to win an MVP award tonight.
Yeah, they're giving the MVP up tonight and it's going to be him. Yeah. But at the same time, he doesn't get criticized by the people that have the biggest voice. Twitter's one thing.
You saw a lot of players last night, too.
That's fine. I mean, but Twitter, the reality is everybody isn't on Twitter. And the majority of people are watching the game, and they're not really talking about it during the broadcast. Well, they aren't.
They'll never talk about it during a broadcast.
Well, they should.
They should.
They should. Yeah. They should talk about it when they're talking about SGA. And that was the infuriating part about Harden. But it got to a point with James Harden where it became unavoidable because the conversation was, oh my God, we cannot continue to let this happen. It went away for a while. Flopping did subside a little bit.
It's coming back.
It's coming back, though, because the officials aren't calling it and they're not penalizing guys who do. And there are rules now to penalize players for doing exactly what SGA did because of James Harden. I mean, that's the reason why the rules exist. So that's the fix right there. And that Michael Malone clip that we played, first of all, he's going to be really good at this
whole broadcasting
analyst thing.
Yeah.
Like he's really good at that. As long as people don't call him Mike. But can we not do the whole, that's a shot at Nikola Jokic? Because I didn't see that as a shot at Jokic at all. And people are like, oh, Michael Malone is just pissed that Jokic didn't save his job. Really?
No, are you kidding me? Those guys have an incredible relationship.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Do we all remember Jokic publicly saying he was upset that Michael Malone was gone?
Yeah. that's so, what are you doing?
I don't understand that whole thing.
No, it's very dumb.
And that is being talked about by the talking heads, which, again, stupid. If you're going to talk about anything in that game and about SGA, talk about the flopping, not Michael Malone saying he's the MVP. Because guess what? Tonight, he's going to win the MVP. Yeah. It's not a shot at Jokic.
It's all very dumb.
It's all dumb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.